ultimate. And today I'm talking about Romans 14 and a little bit of Romans 15. And it's in the nature of a survey. You know, we're not going into each verse in detail. We're just kind of just getting into it. Now, David's going to come and read.
Good morning, everybody. This is a longish reading, but pin back your ears, because although Paul is, as he gets towards the end of the letter, he's leaving behind the heavy theological issues that were important to set out, and he's getting on to practical things that people were worried about, and he's giving them his spiritual guidance. So although the subjects that he covers might not be particularly relevant to us in this day and age, still listen, because the principles that he lays down apply to any situation, to us just as much as to then. So he writes to them, "Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak, wait for it, eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. And one person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day, he observes it to the Lord. He who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat, and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us shall give account of himself to God, and therefore let us not judge one another any more, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with the food for one whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offence. It is good neither to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. And happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. We then, who are strong, ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbour for his good, leading for edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. You know who the Gentiles are, don't you, everybody? That's us. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Lord him, all you peoples. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, David. Is this one going to work? Andy, yes. Whoa, cool. It's good. Well, it means I can move around a bit, doesn't it? It's a long passage. It's a complicated passage. And at this point in the book of Romans, chapter 14, Paul is talking to us. He's talking to the church. He's talking to the body of Christians. He's giving some practical advice. And, of course, it was written 2,000 years ago, so it's in the context of that time, but it's relevant to us, it's important to us. Can we go on to the PowerPoint, Andy? You'll know that I love this picture, because I put it up before enough times. It's St. Paul in prison, Rembrandt, painted it in 1627, or so I'm told. Now, Rembrandt was a Dutch painter of his time, and celebrated ever since. Rembrandt captures all his things. But at this point in time, The musicians come up. Let's just pray together. I was going to say it's impossible, isn't it, actually? Yeah, Father God, I pray that these words will not just be words on a screen, words we've heard, but these words will sink into our hearts, that we'll know the hope of Jesus and we'll know his life in us. Amen.